Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, do I feel good today? What's up, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And it is not close. All of our odds on The Early Edge are presented by the king of all sports books, BetMGM. Two things that I've got to get to before I bring in the stars of the show. First and foremost, a big time thank you to the entire Early Edge universe. We got our numbers yesterday from September, and our social media, biggest month by far we've ever had. So thank you to all of you for watching our content and interacting. Second, let's take a look at how we did last night. Kind of a ho-hum day, but my goodness. Devin Witherspoon, thank you very much. If you didn't watch this game, this kid is as dominant a player at 180 pounds as I may have ever seen in the NFL. He is that good. But, that's right, Snake, give me my single. There was one player last night that changed my night, that made me go jump in the shower, put on some cool threads, and head out on a night that normally I wouldn't go out. So I apologize if I'm a little unprofessional this morning. I'm a little sleepy because somebody was popping it off in the club last night. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because the other man that was with me is here also. Look at what we have. Mikey B, Zach Attack, Sniper, but oh, look in the top right. See ya. I gotta say, I'm so impressed that you made it to the show this morning, because about 6 hours ago, I didn't think we were going to get here. You get our 15 seconds today.
I am so tired, and I'm so happy that you made it into the club courtesy of DraftKings Metcalf. Listen, this is one of those situations where I was truly lonely. It was me and Jamie Foxx the whole time. And now, you know, Jamie, of course, an ambassador to BetMGM, but you are as well, coach. So the three of us last night, I'm surprised I made it here too. I'm looking forward to somebody else joining us maybe sometime in the future. But for now, we're locked and loaded, just the three of us.
Well, what was so funny is like I got a text as we were kicking it, and it was Buckets. And he says, Coach, I'm in the VIP. I looked around. VIP goes, yeah, where all the colognes are at. And like, it looks really, really nice in here. He was in the bathroom. Buckets, that's not the VIP. But Lori, our girl Lori, was with us. She says, Coach, I hope Sia brought her extra chairs to the club since we made it in last night. Thanks to Kenneth Walker, that was easy. If you watch the show, you know what Lori's talking about. So many nice people. They came up and said, we watched the show. But what do you have tomorrow for the baseball playoffs? And I love that they're all looking ahead, because that's exactly where we start. Marquee matchups today, 4 big playoff games, and we are here for it. Game 1, 3:08 Eastern time, the Rays and the Rangers. And if you're a Sportsline member, then you already know that we have picks on every single one of these games. In fact, in game number 1, Mikey B, do you have anything?
Yes, I do, Coach. I'm going to go with the Rays here. Now, we're in the playoffs, so we're not going to find a lot of lopsided pitching matchups. This game's not one of them, with Tyler Glasnow against Jordan Montgomery. So the edge here, I think, goes to the Rays, because the Rangers had the 7th highest bullpen ERA in baseball. Their bullpen is just terrible. The Rays were also 53-28 at home, while the Rangers were just 40-41 on the road. So I'm on the Rays here on the site, Coach. Love the Rays today.
I to be honest, when I woke up, I said, if it's less than minus 150, this was the number, I got to play the Rays. Tyler Glasnow is that good. Love that play. Good start. See ya. Where are we leaning in this one?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Glasnow and the Rays as well. I mean, listen, I've been on the Rangers a lot this season, but the Rays, this pitching matchup, it's probably just a bit too much. If you don't want to take the minus 150, and by the way, if it's a pick on the site, that's what you should do, in my opinion. But if you don't want to take it, maybe if, because of the Texas bullpen, maybe if Texas can get up early, maybe in the second, third, or fourth inning, and it's like a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game, maybe that's the time to strike. Because at that point, you're getting the Rays probably at plus money, like a plus 100, something like that. So just something to think about. Live betting baseball, it's a thing.
If you're live betting, make sure you're following my guys, because it's very difficult and you've got to be watching the game. Don't bet off your phone. Trust me on that. Zach Attack, where are we going today on game one?
I'm actually going to fade the Rays. You look at that early start time, anything can happen. Tyler Glasnow coming off his worst month in terms of ERA of the season with a 4.86 ERA. And Jordan Montgomery's been lights out his last four starts. He's only given up two runs, knows this Rays team well from pitching against them for so many years when he was a member of the New York Yankees. So I'll fade the Rays in the spot.
All right, we got two Rays, and we're fading them on one. Sniper, where do you land?
Yeah, I'm on the Rays as well. I'm following the Rays here. It's a little bit juicy. Rays are 53-28 at home. The Rangers are 40-41 on the road. And the Rangers, from about the midpoint of August, kind of fell apart. Then they got hot. Then they fell apart. And now they're kind of limping into the playoffs. They have to play this round when they didn't even want to. They started Dane Dunning Sunday on short rest because they were trying to win the AL West. The offense didn't even show up in that game against the Mariners, who at the time didn't have anything to play for anymore. They'd been eliminated from the playoffs the night before. I just can't trust the Rangers. So I'm on the Rays. Word of note there, Yandy Diaz, as you see on the screen right there, he hits leadoff. 363 average at home this season, 355 against lefties. They are facing a lefty in Jordan Montgomery. Take a look at some props there.
Educate and entertain, hashtag. By the way, I need to publicly, very quickly, thank you once again. I thought Sunday was next level and what the early edge is all about. I got up, I watched the morning show, and you said at the end of your take, one more play. I normally wouldn't do this, but the tight, and you gave me the explanation. Last game, Miggy's last game, the pitcher taking the ball. It was unbelievable. And I want to publicly say how good I thought that was.
Thanks. My pleasure.
You're very welcome. All right, game number two, but it's game one in the series. The Twins, they are the favorite at home, minus 115, taking on the Blue Jays. Now, again, if you're a Sportsline member, then you know we have a play on this game as well. By the way, as a show, we're going to go with the Rays as an official play because it's 3-1. That's how I've decided we're going to do it. So, Sniper, I'm going to have you start here because I believe you like a side, maybe perhaps the underdog.
I do. I like the Blue Jays here. Look, I just talked about the Rangers kind of being a Jekyll and Hyde team. The Blue Jays are kind of that too. I felt like they have underachieved all year. They're rather uninspiring, but the Twins are the worst team on the American League side in the playoffs. And Pablo Lopez at home instead of Sonny Gray in this one. Most people thought Sonny Gray was going to go. He only threw four innings on Thursday. That should get him on regular rest for today. But they're going with Pablo Lopez here. His ERA is rather significantly worse at home than it was on the road. I like Kevin Gausman in this matchup. I think the Blue Jays are going to score some runs early, so I'm on the Blue Jays.
Oh, man, Kevin Gausman, when he is on, he's almost unhittable. So that's one for the Blue Jays. Zach Attack, where are we going?
I'm actually going to follow the Twins. Sometimes in these playoff games, you see a cheap price and it can get away from you. But I think it's value on the Minnesota Twins. Kevin Gausman in the big league since 2013 has yet to win a postseason game over the last 2 years, ERA over six, including that wild game against the Mariners last year. And he struggled against the Twins this year, lasted 5 1/3 and one, gave up six runs in the other.
Okay, 1-1. A lot of good analysis. That's why you watch this show live. Counselor, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sniper on this one. I mean, both of these teams seem like borderline fraudulent, but to me, and I know this is kind of weak analysis, but the Twins, I just don't even think they're a playoff team. I mean, Kevin Gausman does scare me a little bit. He's been a little bit more shaky than I thought he'd be, but ultimately, I trust the bats and the pitching of the Blue Jays over the Twins.
All right, so Sniper and Counselor on the Blue Jays. Zach is leaning towards the Twins. Mikey B, what say you?
I say Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have actually had a better record on the road this season than they did at home. They were 46-35 on the road. What I like about this matchup for Gausman, big-time strikeout pitcher, and the Twins struck out the most times in baseball during the regular season. So give me the Twins. Give me the Blue Jays.
All right, so as a show, 3-1, we're going to go Blue Jays as our official pick. By the way, in the chat, you guys are just popping this morning, and tip of the cap to Buckets. He is in the chat real time, any questions. It's a full slate of Champions League today, which is where? Paramount Plus. Synergy. Any questions, ask Buckets. He'll answer them in real time. So let's go from the American League to the National League. And I love the playoffs because it's games from 3 o'clock all the way till you go to bed at midnight. So this game is at 7:08 Eastern time. And Mikey B, I'm coming right back to you. The Brewers, this number continues to go up over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Are we fading or possibly following with the big time juice, Milwaukee?
Yeah, I love juice, Coach, and I'm going to follow the juice today, and we're going to take the Brewers. The Diamondbacks did not have time to line up their starting rotation before the playoffs because they were fighting just to get into it up to the final days of the season. So they're going to start Brandon Faught, 5.72 ERA. He allowed 2.1 home runs per nine innings this season, and the Brewers are going to roll with their ace, Corbin Burns. Massive pitching advantage here for the Brewers. They also have a stellar bullpen. So I got my cup out. I'm ready to drink the juice here. Let's go.
Yeah, the chat's asking why Arizona is starting the guy that they're starting today. But you just answered it. They couldn't line it up, right?
Yeah.
Awesome
job. Didn't have time.
Hopefully that answers your question in the chat. That is why. Sometimes it doesn't always happen when a team's trying to make the playoffs. They don't have the ability to sit a pitcher when they would probably want to. All right, so that's one for the Brewers laying the juice. Counselor, talk to me.
Yeah, this is one where I think I have to get a little creative. I don't want to pay the juice here. I think I want to take the Diamondbacks, but I want to take them in a different way. +1.5 at -130-ish, depending on where you look. I think that's a pretty good number. I do think this is going to be a tightly contested game. I'm not super sold on Milwaukee putting up a ton of runs. I think the +1.5 has value for the Diamondbacks.
The nice thing is that there's not a lot else to bet on tonight, so you could probably see how your first two games go, and then if you want to lay, just do that. I like the Diamond. I like playoff games on the run line regardless when you're getting the run, Zach, you're up.
Yeah, I'm with C on this one. I couldn't go with the side with this high juice, so I'm going to look at the under on the 8 runs, especially now that I ticked up a half run from 7.5 to 8. Brewers gave up the fewest runs of any postseason team this year. Got the Diamondbacks coming in on a 4-game losing streak, and Corbin Burns just 66 pitches over his last 11 days. You examine his season, didn't really have a lot of big games where he went deep into games, but he did pitch to 8 innings 3 times this year. Once was against the D-backs where he allowed just 3 hits.
All right. Great nuggets. Do you want to do the work? Sniper.
I would only do this on a sprinkle because the pitching matchup is so lopsided in favor of the Brewers, but I actually kind of am more on the Diamondbacks side on this one. The Brewers' offense is just totally uninspiring. I not very good. Faught, actually, he's really, really inconsistent, and he's gotten knocked around a few times, but he's also had a few games where he took scoreless ties into the fifth inning or so. He's capable. I just have a gut feeling that he's going to go out and throw well today. I kind of feel like the Brewers are reeling from the Brandon Woodruff news yesterday, and that would be he was supposed to be their game 2 starter, but he's actually out maybe for the whole playoffs, but at least for this round due to a shoulder injury. I kind of just have a gut feeling about the Diamondbacks here. Watch Corbin Carroll. If he gets on base, the Brewers are one of the worst teams in baseball at holding runners on, at preventing stolen bases. If Carroll gets on, he could run wild. Just kind of a gut feeling. The numbers don't back me up at all, but I'm kind of with the Diamondbacks here.
Hey, because you watch every single damn game. That's why we listen to you, Sniper. So as a show, I'm going to make the call. We're going to be on the Diamondbacks on the run line, +1.5, -130. Is everybody cool with that? Yes? All right. We're going to go Diamondbacks on the run line. So far, we've got the Blue Jays, we've got the Rays, and we have the Diamondbacks on the run line, which brings us to game number 4 today, but game number 1 between the Marlins and the Phillies. Phillies -165. So, Counselor, I'm going to come to you first. Are we fading or following the Phillies as a favorite?
Yeah, so far what I've heard and what I've read, I think everybody's pretty much on the Phillies, and I completely understand that. They get Zach Wheeler on the mound, and he's been great, not just this year, but in the playoffs. He was part of that great run for the Phillies last season in the playoffs, but I'm on the Marlins here. I mean, I just think there's value. We'll get to my play in a little bit, but I think there's value in taking the Marlins in a lot of different ways, maybe the +1.5, but maybe the +0.5 first five. I think Luzardo's a great pitcher. The one thing I want to point out about the Marlins, and this is a little ride down narrative street, so you can take it for what it's worth, but they've sort of been playing in a playoff atmosphere over their last four or five series against the Braves, against the Brewers, against the Mets, against the Pirates, where they had to win a lot of games just to scratch and claw to make the playoffs. So I don't think they're intimidated at all by walking into Philadelphia and facing Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, and a lot of those games were in New York, which is always a buzzsaw to go to New York. By the way, Narrative Street, it's one of my favorite streets. I just love it. A lot of nice trees, some nice houses, white picket fences. All right, so that's where we start. Perhaps a little foreshadowing. Mikey B, I'm coming to you. Where are we going in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Phillies. I've got my juice is overflowing my cups, but that's okay. I need it to rehydrate from my tears from the Giants game last night. So I'm going to go with the Phillies because the Marlins were just 38 and 43 on the road this season. Phillies were excellent at home. Another key stat here for the Phillies, they had a 779 OPS. That's one of the best in baseball against left-handed pitchers. They'll be facing one in Luzardo. So I'll go ahead and I'll keep drinking the juice and I'll take the Phillies.
All right. In my head, I was thinking of an EC special. Maybe put the Brewers with the Phillies and bring both of those numbers down.
Coach, you were up too late if you're thinking along like EC. You're overtired.
What am I saying? Zach Attack, talk to me.
Again, here, I'm going to fade the high juice. I'm fading the Phillies like Sia here. I just think it's tough to face a divisional opponent. The Marlins weren't supposed to be in the postseason with all their injuries, so they're kind of playing with house money. And then they just defeated the Phillies at Philadelphia in two or three games here a couple weeks ago, mid-September, late teens in September. So give me the Marlins, fade the Phillies.
All right. Very interesting takes this morning. I might say, Sniper, you've got that look on your face. What are you thinking?
I actually played the run line on the Phillies on Sportsline. I don't think it's going to be particularly close. I agree that the Marlins aren't going to be intimidated going in here, but they're just not good enough. The Phillies are better built for the playoffs than the regular season. We're going to start to see that come to fruition here. I like the Phillies offense, and maybe I'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit.
Look at you. I don't even know why I come anymore. You guys have gotten so good at teasing yourselves. I don't even need to do it. But what I do need to do is figure out what our play is going to be, because we have two on the Phillies, one on the run line, one on the money line, and then we got Zach leaning towards the Marlins, and then we got Sia leaning towards the Marlins first five. So I'm going to say officially as a show, we're going to play the Phillies, we're going to bring the juice down, and we're going to play the Phillies on the run line -1.5. So we're on the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Diamondbacks on the run line +1.5, and the Phillies on the run line -1.5. I think that feels pretty good as a show. Well done, gentlemen. Well freaking done. Now, where are we going to play all of these games? Now, that begs the question. Well, there's a lot of you out there that are brand new. And guess what? New BetMGM customers. You can sign up today and get $200 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10, and you will receive $200 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome, with bonus code EDGE200. Again, that's EDGE200. Now, as many of you know, we have taken over the entire sports betting universe. But here at CBS, we also have a little place that we like to go every single day. Everybody that's on the screen resides there. Where is it? Snake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am on every single Monday to preview Monday Night Football, and you would have cashed two tickets with me yesterday. If you watched me live, I encourage you to follow me on social media because I'm always touting my appearances just like everybody else. Now, gentlemen, we got to get to our board. So I want to know, who would like to go first? Who's going to step up today on a playoff Tuesday and be counted? I want to know, who has the guts to step into the batter's box first? Counselor, I love it. Let's go.
A gutsy move by me here and a gutsy play by me here, because listen, this is an uncomfortable play. I understand the Phillies are built for the playoffs, and I don't really think that's a narrative-y thing to say. I think that's a real thing. But I like this pitching matchup more than most. Marlins first five plus a half minus 110. I'm taking the plus a half because I think this is going to be close through five, maybe 1-1. 2-2, maybe zeros across the board. But listen, everyone's on the Phillies. I've already mentioned this. I like how the Marlins have played down the stretch. And by the way, Luzardo's been great. His strikeouts are very high. We know the Phillies are pretty good against lefties, but they also love to strike out. Luzardo, by the way, he's been limiting hits and runs. And the two times he's played, or the couple times he's played against the Phillies, he's been okay. But Zach Wheeler on the other side, when he's played the Marlins, like, he's been okay in July and in August. He had one game each in each of those months against the Marlins. And he wasn't perfect by any means. He allowed a couple of runs in each game, allowed a handful of hits, and certainly had his fair share of strikeouts. But I just think this is a close game. It looks like Luis Urias is back to lead off for the Marlins. I think this is a low scoring affair in the first five. Give me the Marlins plus a half, minus 110. By the way, two quick things. One is you can get this at minus 110 at BetMGM. At DraftKings and at FanDuel, it's minus 115. So the better numbers at BetMGM. The other thing is, big fan of the show, Eric David. I've met his son, Max, and it's Max's birthday today. Max watches a lot of the early edge primetime shows. Happy birthday, Max. I believe he's 17 years old, a really great athlete in high school and a really great student. Shout out to Max.
I love that shout out. We love shout-outs like that at the Early Edge because we want everybody. And in 4 years, you'll be a big part of the Early Edge universe. Great shout-out and use of your time, Sia, as always. My 1B, my main man, the counselor. Now, shout-out to the chat. You're asking buckets so many good questions on all of the Champions League matches today. But there are so many more articles and so much more information where – I'm so glad you asked. At Sportsline, there's so many of you new in the chat. Be a part of what we're doing every single day. And I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. I'm going to give you 60% off a quarterly plan. Don't hit the monthly. Don't hit the year. It's that three-month plan using the promo code COACH. Again, 60% off, promo code COACH. And I say it all the time, but it's not lip service. This is the best value in sports betting, and it's literally not even close. Not even close. Sniper, did you have something real quick? Did I see your hand go up, or was I mistaken?
Okay. It did not.
Okay. Thank you very much. I just want to make sure. Didn't want to miss anything from you. That's for damn sure. Now, Sia, you are not alone. You might feel like you're on an island today, but you are not. Because Zach Attack also likes a play from the Marlins side in game one today. So, Zach, let's get a little simpatico here. You're up.
Yeah, I do love that play by Sia in the first five because I'm on Jesus Luzardo over 5.5 Ks, minus 125, minus 130, depending on the book that you look at. Both of these bullpens struggled against each other, so I don't want any part of the late action in this one, but you definitely would say that a divisional matchup in the postseason should bode to the advantage of your top rotation pitchers, and Jesus Luzardo is definitely that, ranked 12th this season in strikeouts. In his last 14 starts, his second most strikeouts came against this Philadelphia Phillies team with 9 Ks, so I don't think the pressure is going to get to him in this tough road environment in front of those Philadelphia fans. He's going to be ready for the moment. In Philadelphia, there's pressure on them to try and replicate last year's postseason run, so I wouldn't be surprised to see some early poor at-bats where Luzardo can get some early strikeouts. So give me the over on 5.5 Ks.
If he can just get through the first couple of innings, just get the crowd settled down. You don't want that bottom of the first to come out and have those first two guys get on and Trey Turner go banana. We don't want that if you're on the Marlins side. That's for damn sure. By the way, chat, you guys are so good. Wishing my man Max happy birthday, everybody. Just awesome. By the way, Brian says, best sports betting show in the world. Brian, we agree. And we're only trying to make ourselves better every single day. Now, as I mentioned in the chat, it's a busy day at Champions League, but we have a brand new network. I call it brand new in the last 6 months. And you think there's a better content with soccer on it than this? What do we like to say? Galazzo!
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They are starting new shows all the time. Oh, and speaking of all the time, my man is a five-tool player too. Sia had to go. He had another show at CBS to get to. That's how we work. We just keep it rolling. So, Sia's done. Zach Attack is done. Now, we all know the order. Mikey B, you sit there. I always tell people, don't let the nice guy fool you. The man's an absolute savage. And you get to playoffs, you step it up even more. You're up.
I'm ready, Coach. All right, so we had a couple of game picks on the site, so now we got to do a couple of player props on the show. First, I'm going to go to that Blue Jays-Twins game. We're going to do Kevin Gausman over 15.5 outs recorded at minus 135. Now, you're going to notice in the playoffs, a lot of these pitcher outs props are lower than what they normally do during the regular season because managers are quick to give them the hook. But Gausman generally pitches deep into games. He threw at least 104 pitches in each of his last four starts. During the regular season, he recorded at least 16 outs in 23 of his 31 starts. I mentioned before that he strikes out a lot of batters, 31.1% strikeout rate. Twins strike out the most times in baseball. So I think he goes at least six innings in this game. So give me the over 15.5 outs. And then I'm going to go to that Rangers-Rays game. We're going to do Jordan Montgomery over 15.5 outs, and that's at plus 105. Now, the Rangers starting rotation is a mess because of injuries. And they needed Montgomery to step up down the stretch. He did just that. He pitched at least six innings and allowed one or no runs in each of his final four starts. Since joining the Rangers, he recorded at least 16 outs in 10 of his 11 starts. Now, the Rangers, we talked about, had the seventh highest bullpen ERA in baseball. So I don't think they want to go to that bullpen until absolutely necessary. So we're going to take some plus money here and go Jordan Montgomery over 15.5 outs.
This is so smart. It's just so smart because in the playoffs, they always give starting pitchers that are pitching well extended starts. I love both of these plays. I could see this being a 2-1, 3-2 game easily today. Now,
thanks, Coach.
You're very welcome, sir. Now, if you guys are Sportsline members, then you know that this man is all over, it seems like, every single game. His knowledge is second to none, which is why when he's on the show and Maestro isn't, this is his spot, and he has earned it. Sniper, floor is yours.
All right. Well, you mentioned who wanted to hit leadoff. I didn't want to hit leadoff. I needed to, you know, watch a few pitches from the on-deck circle, get a few guys on base so I could bring him home. Prime lineup spot, this one. Speaking of prime lineup spots, Bo Bichette of the Blue Jays should be in a nice lineup spot today. He usually hits second, sometimes third, sometimes fourth, but usually second. He's a hit machine. He led the league in hits in 2021 and 2022. This year, he was hurt for a little bit, but he still was fourth in the league in hits. Last time he saw Pablo Lopez of the Twins in Minnesota, 2-for-3 with a triple and a home run. I love Bo Bichette today. I mentioned earlier, Pablo Lopez is worse at home. He has a 4.21 home ERA. So I'm going to go with that 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI prop. Again, hit machine, but prime lineup spot. So a lot of chances to score runs, a lot of chances to drive home runs, to get a knock like Bichette today. Also, I seem to be the one disagreeing with a few people on the show here, but I think the Phillies offense is going to come out hot today. I've got Phillies over 3.5 team total. That's low for me. They averaged 5.16 runs per game at home this year, and they weren't really full strength much of the year. So I really like the Phillies in the spot today. Luzardo, 4.48 road ERA. Marlins bullpen ERA in September and October was 5.16. So even if we don't get there, we could hit Luzardo prop. You know, Sia could win the first five. Zach Attack could win his prop with the K's. Marlins bullpen area was 5.16 in the last month. So I think the Phillies could score late here. Also, same game. Trey Turner, again, prime lineup spot. hitting second, a lot of opportunity to score runs, a lot of opportunity to drive home runs. He's been incredibly hot down the stretch, 339 average, 677 slugging in his last 47 games. I also have a few more plays on Sportsline and on CBSSports.com, a few props on CBSSports.com, so go check those out.
You're damn right. Go check those out. That is a reason he's such an important part of the crew. I tell you guys all the time. By the way, Dan is trying to call me out in the chat just a little bit. Dan, I see you. These guys get pulled with a quick hook in the playoffs. They use back-end rotation guys to as long men. They don't let guys go deep. Did you hear what I said, Dan? I said, if guys are pitching well, I agree with you. They get pulled quick. But if somebody's going one run, no runs, they let them go deep. That's what the playoffs are.
Everybody's just more aggressive, which means if the starting pitcher is going well, the teams are going to stick with him longer in the game. If he starts to go bad early, there's going to be a quick hook. Teams are just more aggressive depending on how the guy's throwing.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap courtesy of the Snake, always on the ones and the twos, making the show look like $1 million. Marlins, first five for Sia, buy that half run, minus 110. What that means, if you've never bet baseball before, a tie game, you would cash. And obviously, if the Marlins are ahead after five, you would cash. Same game, Zach attacks on Jesus Luzardo, over 5.5 Ks, minus 130. Then Sniper, three big plays today. Bo Bichette from the Blue Jays game, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. This guy is an absolute player in pressure situations. I love Bo Bichette. Then Phillies, team total. All they got to do is score four, and we cash it, minus 140. Then Trey Turner, you talk about a guy who's coming in red hot. My goodness, there's not a hotter hitter in baseball right now than Trey Turner. We get him at over 1.5. Hits, runs, and RBIs, minus 130? Please. Then Mikey B, Kevin Gausman, Jordan Montgomery, going head-to-head, toe-to-toe, face-to-face. Both of them go, what, into the sixth inning? 6 2/3, and we
only need 5 1/3, Coach.
Need 5 1/3. I'm not a math major, see? Oh, I love that. 5 1/3 is all we need to cash both of the Rangers pitchers and the Blue Jays pitchers. Now, you know we never stop here at the Early Edge. Later today at 4 p.m. Eastern time, set your notifications. We have our week five NFL Mega Preview. We go through every single game with the Stoic One, RJ White, and the Maestro, Larry Hartstein, and of course, always presented by BetMGM. Gentlemen, well done today. More of the same tomorrow, as there's going to be playoffs for the next month, and we are here for it. Baseball, college football, NFL football, hockey's getting ready to start, media day in the NBA. There has never been a better time than to join us every single day right here on the show, because there's so many sports and we're getting to that time of the year where everybody's playing. It's the absolute very best. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Counselor, Mikey B, Zach Attack, my man the Sniper, Buckets in the chat, and the Snake always behind the scenes, making the show look like this, the absolute very best. I am simply the coach, trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's truly what we're all about right here. Have a great day. The Early Edge.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the flag.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.